Camden City Council will vote Tuesday on whether to allow scrap metal recycler to restart its shredder. The city forced the facility to cease operations last month after several fires at the facility. WHYY's Sophia Schmidt reports nearby residents are waiting to see whether the city allows the company to power back up.
Christina Allen turns on an air purifier in her row home in South Camden.
We have a good few. There's that one, and then I have two black ones.
Allen worries about the air quality in her neighborhood and how it impacts her family, especially the health of her five-year-old. Just blocks away, EMR's five scrap metal recycling facilities cover an area the size of about 36 football fields. They've caught fire at least 14 times since 2020, in some cases sending hazardous levels of smoke over the neighborhood. Allen evacuated her home during three of these fires, including one last year that grew to four alarms, forcing about 100 people to seek shelter at nearby hotels.
I feel like I have PTSD as to when any time I smell anything on fire, like it just instantly sets me back to EMR in that fire.
Allen's mother, Felicia Biles, has long COVID, and during the last evacuation in 2025, she scrambled to grab her rescue inhaler and oxygen before hurrying out the door.
When I came home after the second night, I could still smell the smoke. I couldn't breathe.
After the fire that caused around 100 people to evacuate, the city of Camden signed an agreement with EMR meant to improve fire safety, including installing a new $3 million fire suppression system.
We're heading into the shredder now.
The company's USA CEO, Joe Balzano, invited WHYY News inside EMR's facilities for a tour this spring. A mountain of crunched cars and mangled construction debris sat at the end of a long conveyor belt leading into the shredder building.
Get these guys to turn on the fire suppression for you.
Balzano showed us the new system of water cannons positioned around the pile meant to contain any potential blaze.
There's four water cannons on this facility.
The cannons swiveled back and forth, spraying powerful streams of water onto the pile of junk. Balzano explained the system can turn on automatically when thermal sensors detect hot spots in the pile.
So the way they work is that if the thermal imaging cameras detect heat at anything over 225 degrees, it automatically turns them on.
With these changes, do you feel confident that they will prevent any fires in the future?
I think they'll allow us to dramatically control anything that could happen. So we wouldn't have the issues that we've had. You wouldn't get to that scale. I don't believe it will ever stop one from starting, just because of the nature of most consumer goods.
Goods like cars, electric scooters, and even light fixtures that Balzano says can conceal flammable lithium-ion batteries. But a few weeks after he gave us the tour, another fire broke out at EMR's facility.
911, where's your emergency?
Hi, I'm in Camden City. I'm standing with Broadway and Carl Miller. There is big, black, billowing clouds of smoke. You hear things popping and exploding. I don't know if it's coming from the recycling plant, but something's on fire. It's on fire bad.
All of the city's nine fire companies worked to extinguish the blaze. County hazmat officials detected hazardous levels of air pollution just south of homes in Allen and Biles' neighborhood. And the city advised residents to stay indoors for several hours. Camden's fire chief said EMR's new fire suppression system helped control the fire, but one of the water cannons did not turn on right away. The fire prompted calls from elected officials, including Camden Mayor Victor Karstarfin, for the shredder facility to be shut down.
Enough is enough. The city has worked with EMR to improve facilities, but today, this morning, having another two-alarm fire that occurred is truly unacceptable.
EMR employs more than 500 people in Camden, including close to 200 people who live in the city. Dozens of them marched from the facility to City Hall to protest the officials' calls to shut them down. Roy Houghton lives in Camden and works at EMR's shredder facility, keeping the ground clean and spraying water to tamp down the dust. His two sons also work at EMR.
So I definitely need my job. I think a lot of people out here need a job. They take care of a lot of people out here. So,
days later, the city suspended EMR's junkyard license for the shredder site and ordered it to cease operations. The company has since sued the city, calling the suspension groundless. In the coming days, the city plans to reevaluate whether to allow the shredder to restart. In the meantime, residents like Biles want the facility to shut down for good.
Move them away. It's very hazardous.
Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.